Welcome to Money Mastery with your host, Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. Achieving financial confidence means understanding how to navigate market changes, plan for retirement, and make smart money decisions. Money Mastery is here to guide you with strategies, insights, and tools designed to help you pursue your financial goals. Now let's get started with Money Mastery with your host, Amanda.
Hello and welcome to Money Mastery. My name is Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 919-342-7715 or visit us online at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out past shows and to subscribe to our program on either Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Both life insurance and Roth IRAs have the potential to provide you with tax-free income during retirement, but the path to utilize that tax-free income isn't without possible traps and roadblocks. During our show today, we're going to discuss the potential drawbacks for both life insurance and Roth IRAs and whether one, both, or neither would be a good fit for your financial strategy. But before we begin today's chat, let me introduce my co-host, Jacqueline, whose one in a million voice comes to us loud and clear each and every week.
Happy to be here as always, Amanda. And I love chatting with you before the show. We just catch up on each other's lives. And honestly, I mean, a week goes by before we get to chat and I need to start making a list of things that I need to bring up to you, you know?
Like, that's true. It's very true.
What do we need to update each other on? And I just love chatting, and big things are coming, and especially for you, big things are on their way. And I'm just so incredibly happy for you, Amanda.
Well, thank you. Without further ado, we'll frame today's conversation around a recent U.S. News and World Report article, Life Insurance vs. Roth IRA, which offers better retirement security. So planning for retirement isn't always straightforward, and let's be honest, it can be overwhelming at times, and a lot of people spend years fine-tuning their investment mix with the right balance of stocks, bonds, cash. But one thing that often gets overlooked is where those assets are held from a tax standpoint. Believe it or not, taxes in retirement can end up costing more than healthcare. That's why I sometimes call them the silent budget busters. With withdrawals from certain accounts can trigger income or capital gains tax. And if you're not careful, they could even push your income high enough to raise your Medicare premiums. So having a tax-free income stream in retirement can provide you with the income you need to enjoy your ideal retirement. Both IRAs are a popular option, but another strategy many people don't think about is life insurance, which can also offer tax-free income in retirement. Both options has their pros and cons, and choosing the right one depends on your financial goals. Many financial professionals agree that a lot of people, only one option may be better place to start than the other.
Absolutely. And choosing between life insurance and a Roth IRA, or possibly utilizing both, is certainly a good topic to address with a financial services professional like yourself, Amanda.
That's very true. So let's take a moment to break down one of the most popular tools for building tax-free income in retirement, the Roth IRA. At its core, a Roth IRA is a retirement savings account that you fund with money you've already paid taxes on. From there, you can invest those dollars, and here's the potential big win. When you retire, both your original contribution and the earnings can come out completely tax-free. Now, there's a few rules that you have to keep in mind. In 2025, if you're under the age of 50, you can contribute up to $7,000 a year. If you're 50 or older, you can get to put in a little bit more, up to $8,000, but not everyone qualifies and there are income limits. So if you're single and earn more than $165,000 a year, or married filing joint with income over $246,000 a year, you may not be eligible to contribute directly to a Roth IRA. And there's One more important age milestone to remember, 59 and a half. That's when you can start taking tax-free withdrawals. You can pull out earlier if you'd like, but you might owe income tax or possibly a 10% penalty unless you meet one of those exclusions. That being said, there is some flexibility, especially when it comes to accessing the money you've put away. One of the nice things about Roth IRAs is that you can always take out the amount you've contributed, tax-free and penalty-free. So if you put in $7,000 and the account grows to $15,000, you can still access the original $7,000 with any tax consequences because you've already paid taxes on those dollars.
As you've noted on previous shows, Amanda, a Roth IRA isn't going to be the right move for everyone. So it's important to go over your strategy with your financial services professional before you make any final decisions about a Roth IRA.
That's correct. So let's talk about life insurance, a retirement income stream that often falls under the radar. Now, most people think of life insurance as a way to support loved ones after they're gone. And that's true. It's a powerful legacy tool, but it also plays a surprising role during retirement. For example, some policies let you tap into benefits early if you're dealing with chronic illness or need long-term care help. Others are used specifically to create an inheritance, which may free you up to spend down some of your other retirement assets with some less worry. And here's where it gets even more interesting. If you own a permanent life insurance policy with cash value, it can potentially become a source of tax advantage income in retirement. Not all policies work this way, so it's important to know that what you have or what you're considering. One option that some financial services professional favor is variable universal life insurance policies. It lets you invest in things like stocks and bonds, just like with a Roth IRA. Of course, that comes with market risk, so it's not for everybody. Other financial services professionals lean towards whole life policies, which tend to offer steadier growth and reliable dividends from multiple companies. Either way, the potential tax benefits are appealing. Depending on how you access the funds, the cash value can grow tax deferred or even come out tax free.
Those sound like great options. Amanda, can you explain to our listeners how they can get a hold of you?
Certainly. Listeners can visit my website at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net or call my office at 919-342-7715 to discuss how we can answer your questions and address your concerns about saving for retirement.
Well, and so during today's show so far, we've been assessing how life insurance and Roth IRAs may help you create reliable retirement income and how, at the same time, both products may come with withdrawals, depending on your broader financial strategy and your long-term goals. Amanda, what's next?
That's right. So if we look at the U.S. News and World Report article, Life Insurance vs. Roth IRA, which offers better retirement security, it has more important details that I'm excited to discuss, including how you may be able to create retirement income using life insurance. So let's talk about how life insurance can actually be used to generate retirement income, because it isn't your traditional just-in-case strategy. Typically, if somebody's using life insurance this way, you're taking out loans against the cash value of the permanent life insurance policy. These loans usually don't need to be repaid during your lifetime. Instead, the outstanding balance is simply deducted from the death benefit when the policy pays out. Whatever's left after the loan is settled and goes to your beneficiaries. Now, that might sound pretty straightforward, but there are a few important pieces to understand before using this type of strategy. First, this kind of approach isn't for everybody. If you're in the lower tax bracket now and expect to stay there in retirement, life insurance might not be the most efficient route to go. It may take this strategy to make this strategy really work, you've got to start early because it takes time for cash value to grow over time. Even after 10 years, many people find that cash value in life insurance hasn't grown much more than what they've paid into the premiums. That can be really frustrating, especially when you factor in fees.
Great points. What are some strategy scenarios someone should discuss with their financial services professional or financial advisor?
So when you're looking at life insurance to get the most income out of these policies, you also have to have actively management to the death benefit. And that's a step a lot of people overlook. You want a policy that's built to be lean and efficient. With a variable universal life, a VUL policy, for example, there are two parts. So there's investments and insurance. The goal is to minimize the cost of the insurance portion so that you don't eat up your growth with unnecessary charges. But you also need to be careful not to violate the IRS rules. There are regulations that govern how premiums, cash value, and death benefit must be balanced. If you cross certain thresholds, your policy could be reclassified as a modified endowment contract or a MEC, and that means that the gains could lose their tax advantage strategy.
Wow, that can get very confusing. So when it gets down to decision-making time, what are some of the key things to really bear in mind?
So when you're looking at options for generating retirement income, one question that often comes up with my current clients is, should I start with a Roth IRA or look into life insurance? In many cases, the article explains that financial services professionals suggest starting with a Roth IRA because it's pretty straightforward. It's flexible and typically low on fees because it's easy to open and manage one through a major online brokerage. If your goal is tax-free retirement income, a Roth IRA is a smart and accessible first step. Now, life insurance can also be a powerful retirement income strategy, especially for high-income earners who've already maxed out their Roth or are eligible to contribute because of their income limits. One potential perk for using life insurance is that you don't have to wait until 59 and a half to access the funds. But the trade-off is that the life insurance strategy can be a bit more complex and expensive to set up and maintain. That's why some financial services professionals don't necessarily see it as either or Roth IRAs or permanent life insurance can actually complex each other. It all depends on your overall financial picture, your income, and what kind of flexibility you want in retirement.
You're absolutely right. Working with a financial services professional who is well-versed in both options is the ideal way to determine if and how a Roth IRA and life insurance policy can fit into your retirement plan. You have to do your homework and work with someone who knows how to build an efficient policy.
Let's keep this conversation going about saving for our retirement by next contemplating how you can save in both a 401k and an IRA. Another article I'd like to talk about is the U.S. News and World Report, How to Save in a 401k and IRA in the Same Year. When we talk about building a solid retirement strategy, some financial services professionals encourage people to look at both a 401k and an IRA. Using both can be a smart way to grow your nest egg and potentially lower your tax bill along the way. It's also important to know that high net income earners might run into some limits on how they can deduct from both accounts in the same year.
That's where working with a financial services professional can really help. They can walk you through the rules, help you figure out what you're eligible for, and make sure you're getting the most out of every dollar that you save. If a new client comes in to talk to you about IRAs, 401ks, and life insurance, Amanda, what's likely to come up during that first conversation?
When someone first sits down with me to talk about IRAs and 401ks and or life insurance, we start by getting a clear picture of where you are today with your current accounts, income goals, and any concerns about taxes or market risk. We'll talk through the differences of IRAs and 401ks, how they're funded, and what type of role they might play in retirement income. If life insurance is part of the conversation, we'll explore whether it's about protection, legacy, or tax-free advantages like income. I also like to walk through the pros and cons of each tool so that you feel confident and informed. My goal in the first meeting is simple: to listen closely, ask the right questions, and begin building a strategy that truly fits your life in retirement.
That's a great philosophy to live by, for sure. During today's show so far, we've been discussing life insurance, Roth IRAs, and right before this, saving in a 401k and IRA in the same year, kind of a double whammy. We've had a terrific chat today, Amanda. So what's next on the agenda?
Let's dig further into that U.S. News and World article, How to Save in 401ks or IRAs in the Same Year, which next addresses contribution limits for 401ks and or IRAs. Let's talk about contribution limits for 2025 and how to make the most out of them. If you're putting into your 401k currently, you can defer taxes up to $23,500 next year. If you're 50 or older, that jumps to $31,000 with catch-up contributions. And those between 60 and 63, there's an extra boost of up to $34,750 total. That's a big opportunity to save, especially if your employee also offers a match. Now, IRAs work a little bit differently. The limit there is going to be $7,000 or $8,000 if you're 50 plus. What is great about those limits is that they are independent. So if you're eligible, you may be able to contribute to both and potentially defer taxes on much as $38,000 or even more. A financial services professional can help you figure out what you qualify for and whether your income affects your ability to deduct IRA contributions. For example, high income earners with access to a workplace 401k, you may see those IRA deductions start to phase out, starting at $79,000 for individuals or $126,000 for couples. But if you're not covered by a workplace 401k, you may be eligible for a full deduction regardless of your income.
And Amanda, those numbers aren't just guidelines. They're real opportunities to lower your tax bill today and grow your retirement savings for tomorrow. And that's exactly the kind of strategy financial services professionals help their clients map out every day.
That's true. And here's something a lot of people don't realize. You can save in both 401ks and a Roth IRA in the same year. And doing so, you may start off in a smart way to diversify not just your investments, but your tax picture in retirement as well. A Roth IRA is funded with after-tax dollars, so you won't get a tax deduction when you contribute, but the possible upside is that your money grows tax-free, and withdrawals in retirement are tax-free too. That can be a powerful tool when you're trying to manage your income later on in life. Now, for 2025, if you earn less than $150,000 as a single person or $236,000 as a married couple, you're eligible to contribute to a Roth. The ability phases out as your income rises, and it cuts off at $65,000 for individuals and $246,000 for couples. But don't worry if you're over the limit, because there are workarounds like the backdoor Roth or even the mega backdoor Roth. These strategies can open the door to Roth savings, even for high earners. And that's something we can help clients with all the time. The real benefit of having a traditional 401k and a Roth IRA is flexibility. In retirement, you would like to have options, like pulling from taxable and tax-free accounts to help control your income and your tax bill year after year.
I love being able to control anything, let alone my finances. It's all about putting together a plan that gives you choices later. And that's where a financial services professional can come in and help you do that.
That's true. So if you're not in the position to max out both your 401k and an IRA, don't worry about it because it's more common than you think. The key is to prioritize based on what gives you the most value right now and long-term in retirement. One of the most smartest starting points in your workplace 401k is if your employee offers a match, to be sure to take it. That match is essentially free money, and you don't like and we don't like to leave free money on the table. At the very least, try to contribute enough to get that free match. So if it's 3%, put in 3% and get that full 3% match. After that, it's worth comparing your 401k to what's available through an IRA. We offer here at Aspire Money Management, we help clients review the fees and investment options in each and every case. In many cases, IRAs offer more flexibility, lower costs, and greater transparency, especially in your 401k options. They are limited. If you've left a job, rolling over that old 401k into an IRA can give you more control and simplify your finances. We'll also want to look at your current tax bracket and what that might look like in retirement. If you're in a higher tax bracket today, contributing pre-tax to the traditional 401k can make more sense. If you're expected to lower the tax bracket in retirement, then deferral can really pay off down the road.
Every strategy is personal, Amanda, and a financial professional can help you build one that reflects who you are, what you want your retirement to look like, and your goals.
That's right. Whether you're managing IRAs, 401ks, or exploring life insurance for retirement income, having a financial services professional by your side can make a world of difference. Today, we covered contribution limits, tax strategies, account comparisons, and income planning. But your personal situation deserves personalized guidance. If you don't already have a trusted financial services professional, now is the perfect time to build that relationship. A strong partner can help you turn what you have today into tomorrow's financial confidence.
I love that. Well, thank you, Amanda. Is there anything else before we close the curtain on today's show?
Well, listeners can visit my website at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net or call my office at 919-342-7715 to discuss how we can answer your questions and address your concerns about saving for retirement, your financial strategy, or any other part of your retirement. It's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you've worked so hard for.
Thank you, Amanda. Well, that concludes another episode of Money Mastery with our host, Amanda Mangum.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Money Mastery with Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you're ready to take the next step toward a stronger financial future, contact Amanda and her team today at 919-342-7715 or visit aspiremoneymanagement.net. Be sure to tune in next week for more financial strategies and insights right here on Money Mastery.